Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Hi, Samaya. My name is Jerry Kopek. I'm trying to complete my address for a Sam's survey that I completed, and there was a reward.
Mm-hmm.
I put my address in 4 times, and it keeps saying, you know, there's a problem with my address. I've lived here like 30 years. I ought to know my address.
Can you provide with your zip code? Let's see if we can pull up the account.
Yeah, I like your laugh. 48827.
And what was the first and last name?
Gerald Kopack, K-O-P-A-C-K, Kopack.
Hmm. Yeah, so it's not even showing up in our database right now. Do you live in an apartment?
No, condominium. Mine is Unit F. My address is 757-6F, which means condominium 6F, Eaton Rapids, Michigan. Island Court, Eaton Rapids, Michigan. You know, I get letters from the IRS, so my address must be right.
Yeah. I'm not certain. I just know sometimes with those apartments, it does be a little difficult for our system to pick it up. However, with me working for a third-party contact center, because I don't know what merchant is going to be supplying the product, you know, it has to be done online.
What I tried to do.
Have you tried to refresh it and re-enter it? Maybe not include the dash? I'm not certain.
Well, I actually tried it 2 ways. It said address number 1757, then it said address number 2, I put in 6F. Because it said apartment or suite number, so I put in 6F separately. And it didn't take that either. So. They want my opinion, but they don't want to give me my vacuum.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm 88 years old. My wife passed away, and I got a dog, and I need a vacuum, a good vacuum. That's why I picked that vacuum.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm definitely sorry to hear about your wife.
Yep. We were married 36 years, and I'll tell you, it's hard to live without her. Life is not the same anymore.
Yeah, I definitely understand that.
Yeah. Maybe your hands are tied, huh?
No, I just can't because we can't do it over the phone. You know, you know, the only thing I could suggest or advise is that you just try to re-enter it and be sure that you read through everything while doing it.
I've actually done what you're asking, but on several occasions, so that's why I finally decided to call you. Oh well, they got my opinion for nothing.
Could it be another? Could it be? You know how like sometimes the zip code have two different cities. Have you tried to change it to whatever the alternate city will be?
No, Eaton Rapids, Michigan's been here, you know, a long time, and 48827. Has been my zip code probably for, you know, 35 years.
No, I'm saying
years,
it's the same zip code, but, you know, like, how can I explain it? Sometimes, like, say, for example, you stay in, like, Mississippi and Memphis. Well, Memphis, Mississippi. They have White Haven and South Haven. If you stay, like, on the crisp of it, it'll have the same zip code but a different, you know, subdivision. Is it possible that it could be like that and you may have to change just the subdivision, like the name?
Well, Eaton Rapids is the only Eaton Rapids in the world.
Okay,
they put that on their sign entering the city. The only Eaton Rapids in the world. So I don't know if there's a chance of mixing it up. Eaton Rapids is a name that the city's had for God knows how many years. So I see what you're saying, but I don't see how I could duplicate that or misenter it or find some alternative. They show all the people that successfully completed the survey and received their reward, which is great. And I believe it's legitimate, but somehow it's not accepting my data. Well, I won't tie you up anymore, young lady.
I definitely apologize for that, because I'm just really trying to see other ways you could enter the address. There's not many ways you can put an address.
Well, about 10 years ago, the city changed their address. It used to be 408 Greyhound Drive. And the city changed their address to 757 6F, so.
Wait, the zip code has a letter in it?
The zip code is 48827.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I'm not certain what could be causing it not to go through, and I definitely apologize for that.
That's all right. I'll forget it. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Mm-mm.